And now this morning's special report. Fentanyl. There seems to be no slowing the rapid surge in deadly overdose deaths involving fentanyl in Washington State. Here in King County alone, nearly 400 people died after using fentanyl in 2021. Back in 2015, the county recorded only 3 fentanyl-related deaths. Karen News Radio's Aaron Granillo begins this morning our two-part series trying to understand how fentanyl became such a problem and what, if anything, can be done to stop it.
Most drug users today understand that when they smoke or inject, there's a good chance it involves fentanyl, a synthetic opioid, 100 times more powerful than morphine.
It is. It's in meth. Now it's in heroin. It's in everything right now that's going around.
This woman, who we are not naming because of her connections with local law enforcement, is 51 and has been addicted for more than half her life. She's watched as the body count grows from this deadly invasion of fentanyl.
Oh, probably at least 15 that I know.
All from overdoses.
Yeah. A girl, actually, her and her mom, within a week of each other, both passed away.
The Washington Health Department says more than 2,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2021, the most on record, and about a 66% increase compared to 2019. One of those recent deaths was 20-year-old Jaden Barker.
Here's a picture of him, his senior photo, kind of a half smirk.
Kendra Cruz is Jaden's aunt. Flowers and candles surround photos of her nephew on a mantle in her living room.
Played sports, loved soccer, played football. Straight-A student, had scholarships set up.
Cruz says a couple years after graduating from Everett's Cascade High School, Jaden started experimenting with painkillers. About 6 months later, he came across a bad batch.
I think it was a quarter of what he thought was a Percocet, and that's all it took was a quarter. It probably wouldn't even take that much, but he never woke up.
Fentanyl doesn't care if you're a longtime addict or a kid who's newly hooked. 2021 was a record-setting year nationwide for deaths from overdoses, and about two-thirds involved fentanyl or other synthetic opioids. Frank Tarantino is a DEA special agent in charge overseeing the Seattle Field Division, but he's a father first and tells his own kids.
This idea that you can decide to experiment and it's going to be okay is not what it used to be. It's lethal. We're talking about a very small dosage of fentanyl.
Like 15 grains of salt. That tiny amount of fentanyl is enough to kill. And it's in nearly every street drug, or disguised as blue pills that look like they came from a pharmacy, which is how so many young people end up dead.
We're seizing enormous amounts of counterfeit prescription pills laced with fentanyl. We seize 1.4 million pills in 2 months. That's enough to kill every person in Seattle.
While the DEA and Border Patrol try to thwart the smuggling, little is being done on the other side of the border by the Mexican government to stop the cartels. They produce it in clandestine warehouse labs with chemicals brought in from China and India, and the smugglers play games with law enforcement to slip by.
We have so many people crossing our border every single day, and we don't have the agents to do that job and also be out in the field.
Allie Bradley is an independent journalist embedded with Border Patrol and other Texas law enforcement. She says border agents are encountering more people than ever before trying to cross the southern border.
Cartel knows when they create these humanitarian crises, that's when they're pushing across people in the unmanned areas. And that is how the drugs that are brought in that are not caught at our checkpoints are also being smuggled through.
Border Patrol just released April's drug seizure numbers. They stopped more than 1,200 pounds of fentanyl from entering the U.S., the highest monthly amount over the last 4 years. But they can't catch it all. And that leaves the cleanup to the DEA and local women and men in blue. On a recent morning, I joined the Snohomish County Regional Task Force on a drug bust operation. A caravan of police units pulls up on a trailer where a suspected drug dealer lives. The man they find is a low-level dealer. He speaks limited English and tells me he's been busted before, about 5 years ago. But when the pandemic hits and he lost work doing construction, he needed the extra income to support his family back in Mexico.
They still are in school in Mexico and right here too.
Do the drugs come directly from Mexico? There's a middleman?
Yeah, somewhere in Seattle. I don't know where he received from Mexico, I think so.
The pills that you do sell, they do have, more often than not, fentanyl that could cause a deadly overdose.
I don't know so much about the pill. I don't know. Just I know that the people, a lot of people is looking for that. That's it.
A lot of people are looking for the pills?
Yeah.
Inside the man's trailer, police find plastic baggies filled with hundreds of the pills.
Every one of those could represent an overdose, like a death. Every one of those pills could kill somebody.
Commander Jay Baines oversees the task force. He says almost all of the fentanyl they seize originates from Mexico.
The crime down there and the cartel and the way they run things, I'm sure the officials in government down there are scared to death of them. And for the Mexican government to take ownership in that, I think, is an uphill battle for the United States and our borders. And it's more open now than ever.
And so the fentanyl continues to pour in and overdoses pile up. Kendra Cruz, who lost her nephew Jaden to fentanyl, knows there's no one single solution, but she says education and awareness are key, especially among the youngest potential victims.
And it just takes one time of taking a pill that, you know, a friend of theirs that who they trust gives it to them, and that's it. They're done.
Wow. Aaron, I did not expect to hear that. The drug dealer is a family man. He's doing this to support his family.
Right. I mean, that's what he'll tell you. Exactly. And, you know, he obviously has roots back in Mexico. He says he makes about $150 extra a day selling these drugs out of his trailer. And, of course, when I asked him, you know, now that he knows that most of the drugs that he does sell involve fentanyl, would he stop? Of course, he said yes.
Really? Really? And he had no idea before now that, that these things were harmful?
Well, take it if you take him at his word, that's what he'll tell you, yes.
And the other aspect of this is the drug user you talked to started experimenting with painkillers. I mean, it's been a long time since I was in a school environment and they were handing out pills, but I remember back then I could not imagine taking any kind of a pill, even aspirin, from a stranger. So is the vibe different now? People are just that trusting? Somebody you never met, or even from a friend, hands you a pill, which obviously looks a little weird and different than anything, and you just take it?
That's what the DEA and that's what the trends are saying right now. Absolutely. The record number of youth who are dying from fentanyl-related overdoses shows no signs of slowing. As you mentioned at the top, I mean, 6-7 years ago, we're talking about 3 fentanyl-related overdoses in King County. We're up to, you know, more than nearly 400 last year. And if you look at the trends in 2022, we're at least on track to meet that number, if not surpass it. So, you know, the education campaigns are out there, the awareness campaigns are out there, but kids are going to experiment. That's going to happen. The goal now is to let them know that it's just not worth it. You know, the days of, you know, the Just Say No campaign are gone, of course, and we know that wasn't entirely effective, but you can't mess around with the blue pills. You can't mess around with, you know, counterfeit prescriptions.